Let me go ahead and first of all introduce Marijke Krewald, and then we'll start the formal interview. So Marijke Krewald was born in Utrecht in the Netherlands. She graduated from the University of Utrecht in 1973 as a researcher in plant ecology, and in 1981 she completed her PhD in plant ecology. Marijke has conducted fieldwork on lichen ecology in Norway and on old indigenous trees and shrubs in the Netherlands and also in Belgium. She was a biology teacher from 1970 through 1996. Ms. Krewald trained at the Dutch School for Natural Medicine. She also followed those courses by studying with George Vatolkis, Rajan Sankaran, and also Jonathan Shore. She's been in private practice as a homeopath since 1989, occasionally integrating spiritual and shamanistic therapies into her practice. In 1999, as a homeopathic researcher, she began making new homeopathic remedies using tree roots, which she connected to silicon. She conducted dream provings of these remedies and has written and lectured about her research. These provings lead to the discovery and manufacture of the Diasporis Kaki remedy in the year 2000. This remedy comes from the Nagasaki Kaki tree that survived the 1945 plutonium bomb destruction in Japan. In 2005, Marijke carried out a dream proving with the remedy Methuselah tree, which is also known as Pinus longava, also known as the bristlecone pine, and that's actually the oldest tree in the world. Ms. Krewald has published several articles on her proving work and has taught about these remedies since 2001. She's actually published two books. One is called Diasporis Kaki Krewald, World Tree, and then another work, Three Trees, Survivors on Earth, which was published in 2009. Marijke lives and works in Zwolle in the Netherlands, and she's a member of the Dutch Association of Classical Homeopathy. Marijke, thank you so much for joining us today. We know you've got a very busy schedule, and you're involved in a lot of different research, so we very much appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Okay.
Very good. So, Marijke, you're working with these new tree remedies, and I'm curious, why specifically are you working with the trees? What's your interest in that?
As a biologist, I was also working with trees. And on a time in 1999, it was said to me that it was good that I was going to discover new remedies for homeopathy. And they say I could use plants and connect it with the earth. And then I thought, because I was also, as a biologist, I was working on trees, I thought, what's more connecting with the earth than trees? So I thought I'd take trees and I take the roots of the trees. They are directly connected, and for me, the roots are also the soul of a tree.
Very interesting. So, Marijke, you wrote a recent book about some of these remedies called Three Trees, Survivors on Earth.
Yes.
Can you tell us about which trees this book is about?
It's about the Diasporis Kaki tree from Nagasaki, which survived the plutonium bombing in 1945. And after several years, I came to California, and I visited the sequoias and the redwoods and sequoia dendrons and also the Pinus longeva. And that was the most interesting. It's the oldest tree on Earth, and it survived already the living ones. The oldest is 4,700 years old, and they live in a height on 3,500 meters. So it's very striking that they're still living there. And then a few years later, I was looking at the Dalwitzia mirabilis. Dalwitzia mirabilis is a tree in Namibia, the desert of Namibia, and it survives the desert. And there also the oldest ones are 1,500 years old, which is standing there. And in kind of way, I'm looking for trees and surviving on Earth. So surviving of the Earth himself and surviving of humans and other life on Earth. And therefore, I feel very connected with those three trees.
Hmm. Very interesting. Marika, how did you discover the first tree, the Kaki tree? How did that come about?
Yes, I was investigating a lot of trees in Holland and in Belgium too, and especially trees from places where the trees stand ages. Not the trees which people planted, but where they grow from themselves. And on I connected them with silicon, and they were very interesting provings. And then I wasn't satisfied enough. And then I started to collect trees also on power places, power places of the earth. And I looked further on, and then I was still not satisfied. And then I read the proving of plutonium. And plutonium is about, for me, it's about the origin of the human, origin of life. And I thought, yeah, I'm looking for that too. But plutonium and trees, I didn't understand it until I read in the paper something about the Kaki tree project. So I discovered the tree in Nagasaki in that way.
Mm. Very interesting. Are you referring to the plutonium nitrogen proving by Jeremy Scherer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Can you tell us a little bit more about the tree in particular and the project, the Kaki tree project in Japan?
Yes. The Kaki tree project I discovered because they were planting a seedling of the tree here in Holland. And in Nagasaki, there's a group of people around the tree, also the man who is taking care of the tree. And they are planting seedling all over the world, always with a project of peace around it. And that was in Holland then too.
Mm.
And I tried to reach the people in Nagasaki to send me some material, but I didn't hear from them. So I went by myself to Nagasaki to see the tree and to gather some from the trees itself. So therefore, I feel very connected to all the trees because I did all the sampling for myself on those places too.
Mm.
And it was always very, how do you call it, very special. It was always, I met people on the right time, so I could come to the trees and I could cover some from the trees because all the trees are very protected and you can't just take such something from a tree by yourself. But because there were people who helped me, I could do that.
Hmm. Very interesting.
I think also for myself, it is a very spiritual work I'm doing. And in the way by homeopathy, you can give the energy of the trees to the people to help the people too in this way.
Very interesting. So, Marika, there's a lot of symbolism around the tree. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I always think from the tree has survived the plutonium bombing, so it has to do something with radioactivity and maybe with cancer, because after the bombing, a lot of people got cancer and DNA damaging and very terrible wounds and scars on the bodies and so on. And I just learned from the proving that, of course, Nagasaki was also in fire. So I saw that the remedy also helped with people who had fire problems. a year after, almost a year after I had the remedy in Holland, there was a very big fire in Volendam. Maybe you have heard also from it in America. A lot of young people were wounded and dead from that. And an homeopath in Volendam has used the kaka tree for some of those young people and worked very well. Especially the itch, which is terrible, was disappearing very quickly. And also the trauma of the fire. Those young people all said, we want to go on with our lives. And the other people who didn't took it, they had very much trouble in going on with their lives. I had also after in my practice someone 8 years after fire, with all the terrible things of the fire still, the trauma and the body things, and in 3 months the woman could live her life again. It was very special for me too to see that. And in the Piers Kaki himself, there are a lot of stories about it. You can see also at the name of it, Dios Piros, Dio of Dios is God, and Piros is soul or fruit. So it is the fruit of the gods. And Kaki is, Ka is a soul, and Pi is energy. So it's a gift from the gods for the people on earth to help. The fruit is also called Sharon fruit here in a lot of countries in Europe too. And Sharon looks very like Charon. And Charon is only known satellite of Pluto. And Charon was in Greek mythology was the ferryman of the dead. He carried the dead across the river Styx to Hades. So you can see a lot of symbolism around the name only. And it also was very special as the satellite Charon was discovered by someone who called Christie. So the name Christus is in it, what is universal love. In Italy, I heard stories from people that the fruit of the kaki is called the fruit of love, and that people have to plant a tree with their houses to get more light to their houses. So there is a lot of symbolism about this tree.
Very interesting. You mentioned a little bit about the fire. I'm curious, what are the similarities that you've discovered between the kaki tree and, I don't know, maybe the suffering that the people experienced in Nagasaki? And maybe you could relate that a little bit to the effect the tree has in terms of helping our patients? Is there a relationship? And if so, could you share a little bit about that?
Yes, I think you I did a proving.
Yeah.
With the kaki. I did a dream proving with the substances with 29 people, and I looked at the dreams of the people. And in the dream, there were several items, themes, and I thought the themes must be the items for which I have to describe it. And there were also the themes which has also had the tree as the theme of war. The plutonium bombing was the end of the World War II. So it's also a part of death and war in it, and disasters. I see in my practice also persons who dreamed about eruptions of volcanoes who react very good on the kaki remedy. I have people who had from their youth dreams about that they are in war. They are walking between dead people. and they react very well on the kaki tree. So I don't know if what kind of trauma they've got. I see often they got often trauma from the parents. The parents have had World War II here in Holland. And I had also patients from Japanese war camps in Indonesia here in Holland. And also the children of them got the trauma from the parents. And I see that the kaki can help with that. I had also a patient from Chile. He was tortured and got also cancer, and he got kaki from me. And he said, "I'm so grateful because I had my dreams from my youth again." When he came to me, he had only dreams about his tortures, and he couldn't sleep because of that. And it's one of the first things I see with people, that dreams are changing.
Very, very interesting. Mike, I'm curious, what group of plants does the the Spirus kaki tree belong to?
Yes, it belongs to the Ebenaceae, to which ebony also belongs. Mm. Ebony is the wood with also the black in it. And it's closest to the Ericales, if you look at the plant families in homeopathy.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
There are a few other species from the Ebenaceae. Frank Vermeulen has told me. I can know the remedies. I'm looking now for it. I have it laying somewhere. Yes. He said Euclea lanceolata and Euclea natalensis is also Ebenaceae. And Royena lucida and Royena filosa is also an Ebenaceae. I don't know them. I don't know if you know them.
No, I'm not familiar with them.
Never heard from it, but he told me about that.
Interesting. This is Franz Vermeulen who you're quoting?
What do you say?
Was that Franz Vermeulen who you were referring to?
I don't understand you.
Did you mention Franz Vermeulen? Vermeulen?
Ewan?
Anyway, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. Marijke, what part of the tree is the remedy actually made from?
Which part of the tree? Of course, I took the root of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I put also a bit of the bark in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bark was very special. The roots and the bark are black, and under the bark is a very white layer underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw later on some other kaki trees in Holland and in French, and they don't have the white layer. And this is one of the dream teams too, that a lot of people dreamed about the color white in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I put some of the fruit in it, and I took that because normally the fruits are ripe in October, November in Japan. And I was there in August, and there were some ripe fruits underneath it. So I thought maybe I have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And later on I could understand that because I read an article about Japanese investigators. They investigate the juice of the kaki tree towards leukemia. And it was very well to quench the leukemia, the juice of the kaki tree. So the energy of the kaki tree must have that too.
Interesting.
And I know that because I treated a lot of people already with chemo and radiotherapy to help them with that. And I look at the cancer, how it goes, and most of the time it goes better with the cancer too. that then you can imagine this only the chemo and the radiotherapy. And I heard also from someone in England who gave it to someone and with cancer and kind of fear by that. And first the fear went away by the khaki, and 3 months later they did an MRI scan again, and then the outgoings from the cancer in the bones were disappeared, and in the lung, otherwise in the lungs were disappeared, and in the bones are going to disappear, and they had only had one doses of it. So I think if you have also the trauma part of the khaki, it can help you much more, and also in the cancer part of the for your illness.
Right.
I have also a woman from 7 years after radio or chemotherapy, which was still very tired. She still smelled cancer and chemo and had the yellow color of cancer. And I treated her 8 years later, and she went also very quickly, very much better after that. But she had also a trauma of the war in Holland. So then you have two directions that you can describe the khaki for the patient.
Marijke, you also did a proving of the bristlecone pine, the Pinus longiflora,
yes,
or Methuselah tree. How did you discover that tree?
I have a book in my home, which is called something like the oldest tree on earth, and a lot of countries, also Australia, and stand the oldest trees in it. But from California, there were three trees, and especially the pinus. I thought that must be very special. So I went to California some years ago to see all those trees, and when I was with the pinus, it was very special to see those trees, how they survived there. You see, they have 75% are roots. You see a lot of roots. So you see the connection with the earth very well, and the most of the trees have dead roots in the sky towards the cosmos. So you see the direct connection between the cosmos and the earth.
Marijke, what about the symbolism of the bristlecone pine? Have you found something there?
I looked at the names too from the bristlecone pine, and you see a longeva, that means having a long life, and you can see also see longa eva, the big mother earth in that name, and Methuselah tree it's called, and this Methuselah was mentioned in the Old Testament of the Bible. He was very long life he had. And it stands in the White Mountains, also the direction white, that I see in all the three remedies of mine, white and black. It stands in the duality of white and black, and it's good and evil in that. And I was there, I had the idea, I couldn't get in touch with the trees. They don't make contact with people. I even think that they don't connect with each other, and it was very funny to see that in the proving, no communication, not being connected, insensitivity was a big item in it.
Marijke, what plant grouping does the bristlecone pine, the Methuselah tree, belong to?
To the, it's the pinus, that is the spinalis or the coniferalis.
Sure.
And from that group, we have much more remedies in homeopathy. Also, it's connected to taxes in that direction, and what have you more? Just kind of things. It's also in the books, I think, from Pankram.
Right.
From the pinalis.
Right. And what part do you use to prepare the remedy?
I took a part of the root again and a part of the tree, which mm-hmm. are going up in the sky. So I thought I must have from both of them.
Mm-hmm.
To get what he has to give to us, to healing us.
Right. And the last tree that you, the third tree in your book is called the, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, it's the Welwitschia mirabilis, is that correct?
Yeah, Welwitschia mirabilis.
Mirabilis, with Welwitschia mirabilis. So, How did you decide to prove that tree? How did you discover that one?
Also in that book again.
Okay.
A few weeks before, a friend of mine was going to Namibia, and I gave her some copies of this tree to her. That you must look at it. I think it's interesting. And she found it also interesting. And I was looking for something new, and I thought maybe this is very interesting to take. And it was. It's very special because you have female and you have male plants apart from each other. And what's also very interesting that on the earth you have only several plants which have remarks from angiosperm, characters from angiosperm as gynosperm, and that has, well, which you have had too. So it is also between angiosperm and gymnosperm, it is.
Mm.
We can see it as a kind of transformation remedy, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called in South African, it's called Twee Blaar Kan Nie Dood, Two Leaf Cannot Die. So in the name is also again to survive on Earth. It has only two leaves. In that, you have also the duality of two. And it was very marking that in the proving, a lot of people dreamed about the number two.
Mm.
And also, it was in the proving that the female-male item, so it's a duality between female and male, also yin and yang, someone called it, and something that Adam and Eva and Cain and Abel. And for me, it was also interesting, I read about it, that in Namibia, the sun people is living. The sun is the Bosjesman. Do you understand if I say it like that? It's rather small people, and I read about it that they have the oldest DNA of the modern human beings on Earth. And I thought maybe the modern people are coming from Namibia, not from Ethiopia, what people say. And when I came back some months later, I read an article in the papers that a large group of investigators have investigated all groups of people in Africa and also their languages in Africa. And they came to the conclusion that the modern people began in North Namibia, South Angola. It's the same area where the sun lives, but also the same area where the Welwitschia stand.
Mm.
So it's very connected to the origin of mankind.
Mm.
Also, Adam and Eve is the start of duality between good and evil, between female and male. It's the same as the dream proofing say about it.
Marika, what about symbolism for this particular tree? Have you found anything?
I can't hear you very well now.
Any symbolism about this tree?
The proving?
No, the symbolism.
The symbolism about this tree. Okay.
Yeah.
It's what I taught you about two leaves cannot die. It's also described as a living fossil.
Mm-hmm.
It's going back to the Jurassic age, when only hippopotams and dinosaurs were there.
Mm.
So it's very old. And Welwitschia, it's named after the man who discovered the tree, but you can see well is good and witch is the witch. So the good witches is also again the positive energy again in it. And also the Angiospel Hymnosperm, the duality and transformation also in that.
Mm.
And that's also in the proofing, a lot of people thought also about transformation.
Interesting. Marika, what botanical grouping is this tree placed into?
It is it's the only member of the Welwitschiaceae and of the Welwitschialis, and it's grouped in the Gnetophyta, and in the Gnetophyta is also the gneten and also Ephedra. And that are all the plants on earth which have characters of gymnosperm and angiosperm, but they are very different. They are all in other orders, but they put them in one big group because they have those characters from the gymnosperms and the angiosperms.
Mm. Interesting. For people on the call who are not aware, the gymnosperms are the non-flowering trees, the cone-bearing type of trees, and the angiosperms are the flowering trees, in case you're not familiar with that terminology.
Angiosperms are like pinus and taxus.
Right.
Angiosperms are the normal flowering plants.
Right. And Marika, what part of the plant did you use to do this proving for this tree?
Yeah, I used the roots, but they were dead roots because this plant is terrible protected. So I couldn't take roots from a living plant, and I could get I had a trunk, a dead trunk, so I could get dead roots. But therefore, I didn't know if it was male or female. I took also something of a seed and of the wing of a seed, so I had the female part, and I took a bit of the male flowering in it, so I had also the male part in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what is also together with that is that I took the plants close to the uranium mines in Namibia, so maybe there is also some energy of uranium in it.
Mm.
And uranium comes from Uranus, and that has to do with renewal, on to something new.
Hmm. Marika, you conducted the provings that you did with these trees were all dream provings, I believe.
Yes.
Why did you do dream provings as opposed to the more standard type of proving?
Yes, I understand. I know in homeopathy, a normal proving is better mostly. But I understood that these trees have something other. They have something to give us, which is more on spiritual plane, eventually mental and psychological, but less on physical plane. And you can't get those items out of a normal proving. So I thought if I look at the dreams of people, I can get the spiritual layer of the remedies. And only the Kaki, of course, he has physical parts in the item of problems after radiation and so on, and on fire and so. But that you can't prove also not. You can't, if you get someone is tired because of cancer or she's yellow of cancer, but you can also yellow from hepatitis or tired from something else. So you can't prove it from that part, from cancer or something or from fire. You can't prove it in the normal proofing. Only the itch, and that was also in the proofing, that on daytime someone had terrible itch. So there were a few physical things in daytime that was also directed to, so like penis, a lot of the female proofers had trouble with their menses, and with their menstruation. So penis is a hormonal, female hormonal remedy too.
Marika, can you explain how you actually did the proving? What did the people ingest the substance, or what was the actual procedure for doing the dream proving?
Okay, I did a brand new in a glass tube, a 200K. And people took that 200K in their hand and then under their pillow at night, three nights behind each other. And in those three nights, they wrote the dreams for me and also the symptoms in daytime if they have some. And they had to explain to me also if the dreams were new for them or they had to do something with what's happening on daytime, so I knew it has to do with the remedy. Some of them also took it or smell it, but most had only in hand and under the pillows.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of results did you see when you with the proving?
What kind of?
Results. What did you see? What
results.
Happened?
Oh, yes, I got a lot of dreams, and it's always... and I read them all, and then I think I see something which I see more often with several people, and those things I wrote down. I must see something with many, I hope 10 people, but it's almost less. Penis, 28 people were doing it for me, and Lavitia, 30, and Kaki, 29. So, if I see something with 7 people, I'm always very happy. And that are the items then for the remedy. I also looked if there are diseases in the dreams. And I hope then that is also a direction to which I can use it for. So with penis, with the disconnection, and there's also hurtness. A lot of in the dreams, I think that it's a remedy very well for in this time for ADHD or something like that, maybe for autism. That is something which is in this time you see a lot with the young people. Velvicia, I think, I saw a lot of with the number 2 and transformation, and I gave it already to a few people who had further Kaki for the fears and so on, but the click wasn't doing, and I gave them the Velvicia, and then the turn on they got. And I see that... especially with Velvicia, it's mostly they are very sensitive people.
Okay.
people who are a little bit, maybe themselves a little bit clairvoyant. That is also in Velvicia. You see the people in daytime and in their dreams, they thought that they were more clear. They know the things better. Things they didn't know before, they know then. One was a homeopath, he said, the next day I knew the remedy for someone. I couldn't see it, but now I saw the remedy.
And Marika, what about physical themes? Were there any physical themes that came out in the proving?
The physical themes?
Yeah.
That was not so much with the khaki, several things. But the most important with the khaki I saw was the itch I saw. And it was also, it was something else too. I think, what was it? I must look at it, I think. Oh yes, it was also a clumsiness.
Mm-hmm.
People hurt their fingers, the toes, their heads, drop things. It was very special. I don't know why.
Mm.
Why special is the khaki?
Interesting.
But I have, by the dreams, I had direction also to radiation. I see the last year, I especially described for people who are ill by the radiation, by the phones and sand masks and so on. I don't know in America if people have trouble with that, but in the Netherlands there are a lot of very sensitive people who can't almost live because of the radiation in the air.
And the penis,
I had special the female menstruation problems.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot, which was different than otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
In daytime.
Marika, I know that these remedies have been used over the last few years, especially the Spiros Khaki. Can you tell us a little bit about their use and practice?
The Spiros Khaki is used a lot last year. I know also from other homeopaths they are using it. And I know also people are selling it now even themselves in the Netherlands who had trouble with the phones, radiation of the phones and so on. The Velvicia is very new. It's only 1 year old now, and I have now in my practice 3 people who react very well on it. And penis, I don't get autism or so, something like that in my practice. I have now one boy from 10 years old, and I have given him penis, and he is reacting very well. And he was a little bit autism. ADD too. He didn't like to communicate with other people, and that goes better now.
That's very interesting. Could you, Marika? Could you share some short case studies from patients who you helped with these remedies, and especially if it's things like, you know, more serious things like radiations or burns or trauma cases. Do you have anything that you could share about that?
Yes, of course. What do you like most to hear?
Well, whatever you think is most interesting.
Most interesting. I like, for myself, I like most to work with the trauma, the war trauma people. And I have a very short case of a war child from Africa. He came to the Netherlands and he told that his father was killed before his eyes, and they wanted him as a child soldier. he escaped with his mother, and his mother died in his arms, and he escaped to Europe. And here in the Netherlands, he was a victim of rape. He couldn't sleep on account of the nightmares. And he often suffered the delusion that someone is standing behind him. He couldn't talk about his problems. He was always very angry and obstinate, and a terrible head edges. His head felt hot as if fire was burning inside. So you see also fire and burning also in it again. And I gave him the Diospyros Kaki MK. And the next day he told his therapist, he had a therapist next to him, that he had slept for the first time very well and he had not any nightmares that night. And he was more cheerful and he laughed that day for the first time. And after it was, and he was going to work daytime as a paint on the house then after that. And 2 months later he was much improved, physical, mental and emotional. And I think it's a very good remedy for war child people, for people also in America, he came from so many wars.
Marijke, what about the radiation? Do you have any cases where you've used the remedy for radiation poisoning?
Yes, I have. What I told you about the sufferings from the radiation from sound, this is not for a patient. I have one from radio and chemotherapy. I have a bit longer. I told you already short about it. She was diagnosed with ovaries 40 years ago and breast cancer 8 years ago. She had breast sparing surgery. 1 year after, she was diagnosed with metastasis on both sides, and she underwent radiotherapy for 6 weeks, and after which mastectomy on both sides followed, including removal of the armpits metastasis, and then experimental chemotherapy several months. 7 years after surgery, radiation and chemotherapy came to me. She was still tired. She doesn't sleep well, looks yellow, and still carries on the odor of chemotherapy or cancer. Her hair is thin. She cannot hear the high sounds, and her feet are dull from the therapy. She often had vertigo because of damage of the balance organs. And for years, she has refused to wear white socks because she had to wear these going into the surgery room. So you see also here's a white item in it. She's very empathic to others and doesn't allow herself to rest. She visits the sick and finds there is always so much to do for other people. She was born during the war in a house next to a railway line. The pram she was in was hit by German fire, and in between the follies, she was rescued from it. Her parents were sheltering Jewish people in their house, and it was strictly illegal in that time, of course. So she had also the war trauma remedy as a small child also. I prescribed first 6 doses of Kaki 10M once every week. And now I should begin more easier, lower, with 12K and 30K. In that time I was using very high only. And 6 weeks after that, her yellow skin color is much reduced already. She has more energy and able to take things with a grain of salt and get rid of tasks. She feels less anxious and is sleeping far better. And her deafness and vertigo are unchanged. 4 months later, her yellow color and odor disappeared. She has much more energy. Sleeping is good and anxiety is good. She intakes much more, and then I give her 12 doses every month once, and I phoned her after a year, and she improved very much after that, but the deafness in the vertical and the feet were unchanged. So the things were damaged too much, couldn't change by the car key. But she kept much more of her life back again.
Interesting. Marijke, where can we get more information about the remedies?
I published about all the the three remedies in links. Last year, I had an article about them, about the proving. And I have also a website about the kaki tree. And I had two books. I had first a book about the kaki tree. And since a month, I have now the new book, Three Tree Survivors on Earth, which all the three trees, the provings and the all the symbolism and the chemistry and all the things around it are standing it also in it. Also, the lot of addition to the repertory are in it. And in the radar, the new radar, are also the new things about these remedies are in there. The new additions are in there.
Mm-hmm. And plus, I think they did some nice illustrations as well. Is that not correct, with some information about the plants, about the trees?
The noise also came not very well. I didn't hear you.
I think that in radar, there's some nice illustrations also.
Well, illustrations of the trees?
Yeah, that were added to radar, I believe.
You mean illustrations, the case studies, you mean?
There were some illustrations where you could actually get more information, the keynotes of the three trees.
The keynotes. Yeah, they are also in radar. It's a page in it with the keynotes in it.
Right.
So you can see there what the keynotes are.
Right, right.
And about, I had also, I think also, I had also an article about the other trees I had from the root of trees with silicon. It was also in links, an article of me.
Mm. Great. Marijke, if somebody wants to buy the remedies or the book, where would they go?
For the remedies, for the penis remedies and the Welwitschia remedies, you can buy at Helios. I think in America you can buy at Helios too.
Yes, we can buy from Helios here. Yeah.
Yes, and the Kaki remedy is made by Hale in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Only, and they send it all over the world. And if you want to have the address of Hale, it's on the book. And also in my website, you can see the address of Hale where you can buy the remedy. And the book, they can buy at you or at Rado, I think, in America.
Yeah, Whole Health Now, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, we have it. Marijke, could you tell people your website address in case they want to go and visit your website?
Yes, that is www.diospiroskaki.nl. NL from the Netherlands.
So can you say it one more time and spell it so people can?
Yes. Diospiros, that is DiospiroS. Do you understand it in this way, or do it this way?
Yeah.
In English?
Yeah.
And Kaki, K-A-K-I, and it is behind each other written.
Okay.
Dot an L.
Great. Marijke, are you doing any teaching anywhere, internationally or in the Netherlands? People wanted to hear you speak.
Yes, I have taught in the Netherlands, and also I was very happy with that on the International of Homeopath Without Borders also. And I wasn't in other countries, but I like to teach about it because those are very interesting remedies. And I think a lot of people can use, especially the Kaki in this time.
Mm.
So they know how to describe it and that it is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also a very interesting story about finding the remedies and the spiritual part of the remedies.
Hmm. Marika, are you planning to come back to the United States anytime?
I'd like to.
Yeah.
If people want to hear from me, I'd like to come, of course.
Well, if it works out for you to come, I'd like to invite you to come and visit with my wife and I. We live in Northern California, amongst the Sequoia sempervirens, you know, the giant redwoods. And
okay.
I'm sure you would very much enjoy exploring all of the various types of trees we have in that part of the country.
It's beautiful, the redwoods.
Yeah,
I saw
yes.
them once, just 2 days, but they are so beautiful and
they're
so amazing, so large.
Yeah. Well,
really
I'd love to have you come. You're more than welcome to stay with my wife and I in our home and explore all the different Sequoia sempervirens, and we'll show you all around.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Listen, we're at the end of the hour. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us today and to share about your the work that you're doing, your work on proving the trees and the publication of your books and your teaching. We very much appreciate it, and perhaps you can come back in the future for another call.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, bye.
Bye-bye.